Drive on live. And as Adams from the Two Chefs is saying, they've got to be the same flavours as well. So that is one thing that the chefs, the judges will be looking for. I'm joined now with Rob. Rob, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Yeah, very well. You are from here representing QSI Phuket.
Yeah, I am, director of the school.
Fantastic. And this is a nice day. It's a lovely day. It's great to have the kids out, being able to do something positive as well.
Yeah, this is by far our favourite event that we put on every year. You know, it's just a great opportunity for the students to just learn something they wouldn't normally learn and participate in an event and get to learn from these fantastic chefs on the island as well.
Yeah, lovely. So that's obviously why you do it. It's like, I know that Chef Noi is obviously sort of like one of the originals of this. Did you work together from the start on this?
I came in the second year, so last year when it came, it was the year before that it started, and Chef Noi works here. His Positive Kitchens runs our cafeteria.
That's it, he's part of the catering staff. That's it. Yeah. Amazing. Like, that's just total bonus.
For
anyone who's listening right now in their cars or wherever they may be on the island, as well as the bonus of coming to QSI, which is a great school, you've also got one of the superstar celebrity chefs as just the caterer.
Yeah, just the caterer. You know, he comes in, hangs out, cook some food. Yeah, they do a great job for us.
That's brilliant. Well, it's so far so good. Amazing enthusiasm from the junior section. That was all fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was surprising. You know, when it first started out, I was like, oh, you know, this team's making French toast and this team's making steak. I thought for sure the steak was winning. You know, it looked fantastic, but the chefs really liked the French toast and the way it was presented, and that's a key component is presentation.
Yeah, and this is it. It was like, it's kind of a bit of a weird one. It's like the battle, you know, the tortoise and the hare kind of thing, isn't it? It's like you expect the hare to be quick and win, but the tortoise sort of crawled down, got there in the end. The French toast, yeah, that was kind of like a bit of a blindsider for a lot of people. But this is what, when we were talking to Adam from the Two Chefs, and he was saying, like, as well, it's going to be about the creative, the teamwork, the vibe as well is kind of like very important, especially for the juniors to bring that. And they were a lot more spectacular than I think anyone was thinking.
Yeah, I don't think any of the chefs or, you know, a lot of the people that are watching thought these young students were going to pull off the dishes they pulled off.
Yeah, and you must be pleased with the winner, because the winners of the junior team were from
QSI Phuket. Yeah, brilliant. I was very surprised.
That's fantastic. And you've got teams in the scenes now. We've got the seniors. They're just about to start cooking. That's the time for them. So are they doing the replica dish first?
What they have to do now is, as Mr. Warren, who's running the event, just stated, they have an hour and a half to do the chef replicated dish and their original dish.
Okay,
and so by 3:20, they have to have both dishes on the table to judge.
Excellent. Right, okay, so that's what they've got to do. Do you know any of the original dishes that they've got going on? So let's just talk about as well, Chef Misha has just completed that dish. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Part of what we did this year was kind of going back to the Iron Chef style thing and adding in the, you know, secret ingredient, the mystery thing. And I know that when Adam was on the show, he introduced it for the first time.
Yep.
And that was the oyster mushroom. So to go to the next part of that, the chef replicated dish had oyster mushrooms in it, and that's what Chef Misha created, was this deep fried oyster mushroom dish.
Yeah, and it looks incredible. It's oyster mushroom, soaked in the egg and flour to give it that kind of batter feel, and that takes it into the actual nice sort of absorbency of the oyster mushroom, which is kind of a famed for, and then also with sort of a bread mix, which gives it that crunchy thing once it's sort of deep fried. So it looks incredible.
Yeah.
And not an easy dish. It's just, well, when I was speaking to Chef Misha from Move and Pick before, and he was saying, so have you set it kind of quite with a bit of a challenge? And he was like, oh, it's not too bad. I think that is quite challenging.
It's, you know, you have to have the oil at a certain temperature and the mixture at a certain rate. Yeah, I think it's a bit of a challenge that you need a thermostat to know what it has to be at. So
yeah,
a little tricky.
You need tools, then it's a little more advanced than I'd usually go. Just eyeballing and seeing what's going on there. Well, that's fantastic. I think it's a really cool event. I can see it growing in the future. Hopefully we'll get some more people coming down. And I think in the future years, I think you're going to be out on the football pitch as well. You're going to have people around there.
Absolutely. Yeah, it keeps growing, and adding this division really expanded it this year. And there's even the chefs are getting more and more excited about it each year. So it'll be a bigger event, I think, every year.
And, of course, massive respect to the chefs because giving up their time on a Saturday.
Saturday in high season when they're all ridiculously busy this time of year. Yeah, heaps of respect for them for giving up that time.
Yeah, fantastic. Really, really cool. Okay, well, we look forward to finding out a little more a little later on. And I do believe we're going to schedule an interview with you a little after the event as well, probably this week sometime.
Yeah, we'll come in and share everyone the results and just talk about the event, a little post-event chat.
Yeah, post-event chat. Rob, thanks ever so much for taking some time to come and talk to us. Get back to enjoying the competition. We've got teams from, obviously, your place, QSI Phuket. We've also got Head Start International, UWC Thailander here. So fantastic to see different schools from around the area all coming together. And it's a nice, fun event as well. It's like, there's no, obviously it's competition, but kids have still got that sort of competitive edge where they're a bit serious, but also they're getting on. They all know each other as well, don't they?
Yeah, they do, yeah. And even, you know, as so many schools here, different students come. We're at one school, now at another school, so a little bit of rivalry. So it's good. It's a good, friendly event.
Good, friendly, positive rivalry going on. Yeah, excellent. All right, Rob, thank you very much. Have a great afternoon. Enjoy.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All the best. This is Lab 89.5 on the weekends down here at Quality Schools International Phuket for the third annual culinary competition. Come down if you've got the time. It'll still be going on till around 4 o'clock, and you're more than welcome.
Live 89.5, your island, your station.